Welcome to Living Field Notes. I'm your host, Constance Bradley. Thank you so much for joining me for episode number 22 on the Corona Encouragement Series, where I'm dropping you daily notes to encourage you as we continue through this Corona pandemic. All right, friends, today we have a special guest with us. I have Marissa Beck here.
Hello.
Who is going to answer a couple of questions about what it is like being a 16-year-old in the middle of COVID-19. So, Marissa, tell me, what is your favorite thing about COVID-19?
That there's no school.
Whoop, whoop, no school. What's the hardest part about it?
Doing school online and not getting in-class schoolwork.
So what is it like online? Do you have, like, your teacher? Do you get to see your teachers?
No.
It's just assignments?
Yep, just online assignments and watching videos of other people teach you stuff that you did not learn in class.
So you feel like you're getting a whole new education?
Yep, getting a whole new education and a whole different way taught.
So is it challenging or better or worse?
It's definitely more challenging just because you don't get to ask questions or anything.
Yeah, that is hard. Do you have teacher support?
Yeah, you can email them, but then they don't know, like, really what that person in the video is teaching you.
Oh, that is tricky. So how do you find yourself getting through that? Do you have parent support, or do you just wait for your teacher to get back to you? Do you skip it? Do you close the computer and say, sayonara, sister? Or do you keep working? How do you do it?
I have parent support, but I kind of just skip through it if I get it wrong.
Yeah, that's hard. That's tricky. Well, I think everybody's learning new stuff right now. What are you doing with your time other than school on the computer in a whole new world?
I'm pretty much on my phone a lot. I do TikTok.
TikTok? Snapchat?
Instagram?
WhatsApp? Is that what it's called?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I am apparently up on the teen lingo. So, anything that you would keep going out of this? As soon as we're able to go back to our normal lives, is there anything about this COVID-19 shelter at home that you would keep?
I feel like I'm getting out just, like, a little bit more and, like, riding my bike a little bit more, so I'll probably just continue doing that.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. Have you been out hiking before they closed the trails?
Yeah, I went out hiking and stuff like that.
So, what are the most popular things that teens are doing during quarantine? Not just yourself. What are your friends up to?
A lot of my friends, are going to the beach and, like, stuff like that, and just, like, doing, like, TikTok and posting more on Instagram and stuff like that.
Okay, so for all of us old people out here who may or may not have teens at home, explain this TikTok business.
Okay.
It sounds like it's the thing to be doing. Should us as moms be TikToking? Or is that a teens only department?
Some moms do TikTok. They're pretty cool. TikTok is, like, pretty much just an app where you can make short little, like, 10-second videos of you, like, lip-syncing or, like, dancing or just, like, making really funny videos and then posting it where everybody else can see. And it's just, like, really fun, and there are some really entertaining things to watch.
So do you feel like you get to be a whole new silly person when you're on TikTok?
Yeah. Because you don't know, like, you don't really know anybody else that's watching your TikToks, so they can't really, like, text you or, like, tell you that it looks really stupid.
So you don't know who's seeing you?
No, I don't know them personally.
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy. So you're just, like, being crazy, lip singing to somebody you don't know?
Yep.
Do they get it back?
Yeah, they do the same thing.
So, like, is it, like, any communication at all, or you just do it and put it out there and you get to watch other
people?
We just do
it and put it out there and you get to watch everybody.
So can you follow people like you can on other social media platforms?
Yeah.
That's pretty fun. Okay. So one other thing I want to ask you is I know just talking from parents that a lot of kids out there are really sad about being stuck in quarantine and not being able to finish out their year in school, or they're missing sports, or they're having some grief through this process. If you could encourage the moms or the kids during this time, what's one encouraging thing you would say to them?
I would just say stay strong and just like make the most out of it, and don't just like let it ruin just like how you're living life at this time. It should be like a time where you just get like closer to Jesus and just go outside more and just spend time with your kids and your parents and stuff like that, and just like learn something new about yourself or like a new hobby that you have, and just like try it out, try new things and stuff.
Yes, I agree. Have you done anything new?
I recently started painting a little bit.
What? That's fun.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of painting? Like, water painting? Acrylic painting?
Acrylic painting. I painted a rock, and then it started raining, and so then it got washed off, so I'll have to do that again.
Get a whole blank canvas again, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your teen perspective. Do you think that when you are having kids a long, long time from now, do you think that you're going to be sharing stories of what it was like in quarantine with them?
Yeah, I probably will. I'll probably tell them that, like, I didn't really follow the rules because I'm still, like, going out to the store and stuff like that. But it was just something that happened that really kind of, like, changed the world for a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that we get to be a part of history like this. It'll be interesting to see how it all pans out and the stories that we do get to share as we grow, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Marissa. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye. All right.
Friends, that wraps up episode number 22 of the Corona Encouragement Series. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you enjoyed all the things that Marissa had to share, and I would love to continue this conversation with you. You can find me over on Instagram at Living Filled Notes, or on my blog, constancebradley.org.